What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammock, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If you're new to my platform, I use this platform to spread awareness about NPD, get more people into therapy, and it also help validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder and your toxic traits and things like that that might come along with it. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists and toxic people view enough past time as an apology, as automatic forgiveness and things like that. And I have to drive home this point right here that past time is absolutely not an apology. If you're looking on the YouTube channel, yes, this is one of the shirts for my brand right here. This is the I'm Brave with the pink, pink heart or whatever. Let me get my phone off of this thing. Self-love brand, I love me. I'm brave. Where you are in the healing journey and whatnot. So I'm brave. This is in the shop too, though. But a lot of times you get a narcissistic person that does something horrible to you, that hurts your feelings, that breaks your heart, that does something along those lines and things like that. And it can mess with you. It can absolutely mess with you. And they'll disappear for a little while. They'll ghost you for a little bit and things like that. But they come back months later, weeks later, whatever, and expect if enough time goes by that all should automatically be forgotten. Because if all is not forgotten over this past period of time, then you live in the past. You hold on to the past too much. You can't get over things. You're too sensitive and things like that. And this is not for people that ghost you and things like that. This could be for somebody that's living in the same household as you. This could be somebody that's living in the same household as you, that's doing things like that. This could be somebody giving you the silent treatment or stonewalling you in the same house, coming home late in the same house and things like that. This could absolutely be your husband or your wife or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever you're living with. This could be one of your parents that thinks that enough time goes by, then, hey, time has went by, you should automatically forgive me and things like that. Enough time has passed by, then I should automatically be, things should automatically be, looked over and stuff like that. You still hold on to the past? Why you hold on to the past? And stuff like that. Why are you feeling in this way? You should automatically forgive me or get over this stuff. And I tell people, like, does it work? Yes, it absolutely works. It wouldn't work on me, Lee, or it works on a lot of other people. I'm just telling you, enough people think, this is for me talking to a lot of survivors and, people who have dealt with narcissists, is that you think that because enough time has went by that this person has changed. You think enough time has went by, this person is somehow remorseful or shows some type of contrition or something like that because you haven't spoken to them in a while, right? You haven't talked to them. You haven't spoken to them. You haven't had any kind of engagement with this person. So you automatically think, I'm assuming that they've gotten better because they've reached out to me or I reached out to them. If you reach out to them, it doesn't matter how much time went by. It's automatic forgiveness. That's how it works. Bully, I didn't forget. That's how it works in my mind. The simplistic point of view is black and white, y'all. Y'all doing all this gray, green, blue, this dancing around type stuff right here. It's black or white. If you call me after I do something bad to you, in my mind, that means that you are okay with whatever happened. That's how the narcissistic person mind works. But believe, we're not okay. I'm just telling you how the mind works. But it doesn't make sense. I wish, oh my goodness, why can't this just be, why can't you? Y'all expect too much from narcissistic people. Believe, all we expect is the bare minimum. Exactly. You expect too much. I'm just telling you, they show you who they are. They show you how they're going to treat you. They show you how they treated you in the past. And y'all tell yourself these stories or you let them convince you otherwise. Not with their actions, but by their words. Because I tell people, consistent changed behavior over a period of time is the only acceptable apology. Not consistent, not just changed behavior over over a little blurb of time, like not over a little short, quick, quick hit, quick in and out type stuff right there. You know what I mean? Consistent change behavior over an extended period of time. You see what I'm saying? That's an extended period of time. It's like, well, how long is long enough, Lee? As long as it takes for you to feel some way different. But how long? I'm also asked, how long do you have to give to this person? How long do you have to get this person? Because sometimes you get these narcissistic people that ghost you or act like they did nothing wrong to you and then come back to you and start talking to you like nothing happened, like they didn't do anything. They don't apologize. They don't acknowledge what happened. They just go back. They don't apologize. They act like nothing happened. They just go back to how life was, how life originally has been moving forward and things like that. You know what I mean? They do it. They absolutely, really, really do do it. That's how the mind of a narcissistic person works, y'all. That's how the mind works. That's how the mind of a lot of narcissists work. Not all narcissists, because we know all narcissists aren't the same. Duh, we got that. You know what I mean? But that's how it is, though. So put this into your head, y'all. Let this be etched into your heads. Past time, P-A-S-S-E-D, P-A-S-T, time, P-A-S-T, past, I'll grab myself up. Past time is absolutely not an apology, y'all. It's just not. It doesn't mean forgiveness. It doesn't mean all things are better. That's what the narcissistic person is hoping, y'all. That's what the toxic person is hoping, that enough time has went by that you should automatically just forget, or you should just get over it. You know, because if you don't get over it, you're living in the past, aren't you? That's how, I'm just telling y'all, that's how the mind of a narcissistic person works. And some of y'all, when you go back into it, when you act like, when you go back into the relationship dynamic, or you just pick up like nothing happened, you make everything, it goes away. You can't bring it up again. Once you don't acknowledge it right then and there, it goes away. You can't bring it up later. Why would you bring it up later? Why not bring it up right now? If it's an issue, bring it up right now. But we can't express ourselves around them late. Then why are you with them? I'm keeping hot with it. If you get to this point in these relationship dynamics, I know the trauma bond exists. You mean? I understand that. But if you acknowledge the trauma bond exists, then you can absolutely break it. You know what I mean? If you can acknowledge that this trauma bond exists, you can break it. You just can. You know what I mean? If you acknowledge it today, if you can acknowledge and open your mouth like the trauma bond exists, you yourself can break it. I refuse to believe that you can't. You know what I mean? I refuse to believe that you can't break the trauma bond when you know that it exists. Let's keep it high. Let's keep it 100%. You know what I mean? You got it. You have to want it more than they do, though. That's the mind of a narcissistic person, though, y'all. You have to be able to break the trauma bond. You have to be able to want it more than they want it. You have to be able to want freedom and solitude. I mean, solidarity within yourself and self-love. Self-love brand. You have to want it more than they do, because they're going to apply pressure to you. You mean they're going to do something? They're going to do some horrible stuff to you. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're going to pop back up into your life like nothing happened. You're like, well, why are you coming like nothing happened? Because if you allow me back into your life, then you can't bring it up. Then nothing did happen. It's just water under the bridge. They swept it underneath the rug and stuff like that. I'm gonna give y'all this fire analogy real quick. The more stuff that you sweep underneath the rug, the more stuff, the higher the rug gets. Sooner or later, you can't sweep the rug is so high off the ground, you can't sweep anything underneath it. You can, even if you sweep something underneath it, you can still see it. It's still right there in the open. Problems just build up in these relationship dynamics. If you don't fight through the problems, if you don't do anything about it, then it just typically gets worse, y'all. It doesn't get better over time. A lot of people are just like, well, it got better with you, though, Lee. Because, yeah, I've been in psychotherapy for 5 years. I know a lot of people act like this is water under the, you know, they're just like, well, 5 years now. Ask your narcissistic or toxic partner, would they go to therapy for the next 5 years at minimum? Go ask them. You can't get them to go to one appointment, but you want to go for 5 years? Good luck. But that's the inner workings of a narcissist, y'all. So, in conclusion, y'all, past time going by is absolutely not enough for an apology. In true, genuine apologies require specificity. They need to be specific in exactly what they did. They should be able to say it in front of people sometimes too. You mean they should be able to be held accountable for their actions, whatever they've done. True accountability, genuine remorse, not just like, I'm sorry for everything. I'm just telling y'all accept that apology. Y'all accept the words, I'm sorry for everything, more than I've ever seen anybody do. And that doesn't, like, that's not an apology. It doesn't even mean anything. I'm sorry for everything doesn't mean anything. It's a blanket statement. It covers up every single thing, y'all. So they, because a lot of narcissists have big pride and big egos, we don't want the shame that comes with saying sorry to you. I don't want to apologize to you. What good comes of apologizing to you? You know what I mean? What good comes of apologizing to you and things like that? What good comes of it? But we can, relationship can go on. It's going to go on anyway. It goes on without me apologizing to you. So why would I put myself in that shame category and apologize? They don't want to do you any favors like that. I'm just telling you. Keep it hot, y'all. Keep it hot. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. Anyways, the merch stuff is available. The Self-Love brand is available. Link is in the description. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.